Watch out. There's a wall there.
I'm not used to having support beams right there.
Sheesh!
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Did I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
No, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a food dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Hey guys, welcome to Absurdity Podcasts. Once again, it's just DK and Jake.
It's been a minute, but it's the dynamic duo once again.
Strangely enough, this is the second time we've done the show on his property without him here.
You know, we're just, you know, the old B&E, get in here, get to the equipment, get her done. We gotta do what you gotta do.
Can't would be mad if I didn't say, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Absurd Entertainment. Recently changed for Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Our Instagram and Twitter is Absurdity69. And for all the latest off the rails episodes, please come join us on our Patreon at Absurdity Pod, where I promise you'll get your dollar's worth.
Yeah, it's just a dollar. I mean,
it's
really,
just a dollar, like, a month.
I bet you lose a dollar and change a month. Like,
every
you could just
time you do laundry.
Yeah, like you could just give that dollar to us, and then you'll have some sick content to listen to.
Yeah.
It's okay content. It's okay content to listen to. But
listen, we're right now we're pumping it out at once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
it's
we're doing that because that's what we can afford to do with our time, because we're not getting money from Patreon.
We're busy boys. We got other things going on.
We all got full-time jobs. We're all busy, busy men.
And we're all on multiple podcasts. Spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You can't talk about that. That's December 2nd.
Oh, okay. So it's like next week we can talk about it then.
Next week.
Oh, just let you guys
on the other timeline.
On the other time. Week, so yes. So it's like, the other time. Then wait.
Would it be next week on the other timeline, or would it be this week?
I guess it will technically be next week on this timeline, because that's when
that's when we can talk about it.
Because that's when we release it. When we release what we record next week, will come out before the new podcast comes out. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to tell you all about it. But I got to still keep, I mean, if you keep up with our Facebook, you kind of have an idea what we're doing. It has been said. And I think even on Twitter, we've alluded to what our second podcast is going to be. But I still want to keep it
positive.
I still want to keep it kind of a little secret between friends. So there's something new cooking with the Absurd Boys.
Something's cooking in the kitchen of Absurdity Podcast.
Yep.
And Absurd Entertainment.
At Absurd Entertainment. We can't say Absurdity Podcast
anymore. It's not part of Absurdity Podcast.
No.
It's part of Absurd Entertainment.
Exactly.
We're a fish need business.
It's our own cinematic universe, if you will. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited for y'all to hear it.
Speaking of excited, nothing is more exciting to start your day than walking out to your car to go to work to find that your mother has hit a deer and totaled her car.
Oh, no!
This morning, I walked out of my house at like 4:10, 4:20-ish, just to see my mother's car just destroyed.
Oh,
And I feel so bad for her. Uh-huh. Like, that's no way for anyone to start their morning.
No, it's not.
I know.
Not a good Monday, put it that way.
Oh, yeah, that is a bad way
mm-hmm.
to start your week.
Your whole
week. Beginning of your Thanksgiving week.
I mean,
she can bring it around, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fully, like, they have full insurance.
Yeah, so it should be fine. And then plus, like, it is a short week for most people, so, you know, she'll get those extra days off this week. Dude, the only day I get off this week is Thursday.
Really?
Like, I mean, I work in retail, bro. Like, Black Friday, fucking hooray capitalism. But no, people, we gotta sell shit, and it's ridiculous. but no, I will be, and that's what sucks too, is like, I actually have to be on the sales floor on Friday. I don't get to be like in the back, not fucking with people.
I've never like participated in a Black Friday.
Like, as either a shopper or a worker, I'm confused. Like, how do you
know? Neither.
As a shopper, it's a shit show. I mean, it's not, I mean, I get it. Sometimes you could find some sick deals, but I mean, like, it's not.
Is it
me.
As bad in town as like the as movie scene?
I mean, it's not necessarily. Okay, last year it was pretty chill. Granted, last year was COVID. Part due? Was it the second? I don't know. Was last year? No, last year was the first year of COVID when it happened. So our Black Friday stuff kind of, like they expected the store to be like swamped, and it was not at all. But they had also kind of pushed to doing like a online Black Friday sales last year. This year, I mean,
that's a Cyber Monday. God. Yeah. You can't cheat like
that. Well, no, that's the thing is like they had like, instead of doing just one day of sale prices, it was like the whole week it was sale. And I think that's what we're doing. I mean, there are some things that will not be, that are on the floor, but won't be opened until Black Friday. But for the most part, like there's a lot of stuff that's already on sale at the Black Friday prices. So it's, I don't know. I'll be interested to see how this year goes. Like I said, they expect this year to be more people in the store than was last year, but I still hope that it's not. I mean, it's that time of year where everyone's starting to get sick again.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
I've already felt it a couple of times over the weekend. I've felt like my throat close up and my lymph nodes swell a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, take some vitamins. Yep. And
no, it's hydrate. Like, I'm just like, it's stupid. Okay, personally, Black Friday is stupid. Like,
yeah, I was thinking, it was like, why don't we just not do it?
Like, yeah, like
I was thinking about doing research of Black Friday, like the origins of Black Friday, why we do it the way we do it.
Just
because I think we're the only country that does.
Yeah, pretty much. This, like, I mean, well I think we're the only country that does like Thanksgiving, aren't we? Yeah, it's a totally American holiday.
Well, I mean, Thanksgiving is 100% American.
But it's like, it's not like you make more money. Like as your store will make more money if you have that stuff on sale for like a week. You don't make this artificial, like it's like an artificial hurry. You got to get it right now when you do it day.
It's an artificial demand that isn't actually there.
Exactly. That's really all that Black Friday is to get people into stores buying shit. I mean, it's American.
Then you have like the big ones where they're just stealing things. They're just running out of the store.
There
it's
you
just
go.
Like, oh yeah, this is profit.
Yeah, we go. No, it's just, I mean, I have only gone Black Friday shopping like once in my life, and it just wasn't worth it because it was like after, like the night after Thanksgiving. And usually on Thanksgiving, I get pretty drunk. Like it's just hanging out with family. I get pretty drunk, and I don't want to wake up at 4 a.m. to go deal with a bunch of assholes who are trying to shop. Like,
exactly.
Not worth it. Not like I'll find my sales earlier in the year, or I'll space it out. Like I'm the type of person who gets like Christmas gifts like way early in the year. And I'm like, I'll just hang on to this, and this will be a Christmas gift for somebody. So I don't have that need to be like, oh shit, I have to get all my Christmas gift shopping done like right now. So I don't get it from that aspect. I don't get it from the, you know, fighting with hundreds of other people trying to get the same thing. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah,
Black
like
Friday's just weird.
Thing that
happened. That was weird. Man, I remember Tickle Me Elmo. That was so weird.
Someone got stabbed over it.
I remember, man. That's the other thing is like, I remember the year that the Xbox 360 launched, and that was a shit show on Black Friday. I remember, what was some other ones that were crazy? Furbies, Black Friday Furby, that was after Tickle Me Elmo, but that one was a crazy year as well. But it's just, to me, I don't know. I just don't get it. I get saving money. That's cool to save money, but I mean, I don't want to be fighting someone to save money. Like, just not worth it. I'd just rather stay home and enjoy my day after Thanksgiving.
I feel like that's the same mentality of the of the Travis Scott incident.
Yeah, mine. I need it. Get closer. And it just, yep. I mean, that's the other thing is like people die in stampedes on Black Friday sales. Mm-hmm. Like that's another reason why, like,
or at least get injured. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, don't quote me, but I'm under the impression that Walmart isn't doing any Black Friday sales this year.
I'd be proud of Walmart.
Man. I think that was, I thought there was like a big company that wasn't doing Black Friday this year. And I was like really impressed that somebody wasn't doing Black Friday. Like just give them the deals the whole week. Don't give it like one day. It's not worth it. Like you'll get more people to buy your shit if you give them more time to buy
this
your
guy
shit.
Over here uses Microsoft Edge. Who's he think he is?
Edge. Microsoft Edge.
Microsoft Edge. Look at this guy. Come on.
Come on, Cam. What are you doing?
What you doing?
But no, maybe it wasn't Walmart because it says there is an ad. Start at 5 a.m. That's weird. They're opening at 5 a.m. to do their shit. But
oh, that's right. There's no internet out here.
You don't have it? I have internet out here right now.
Oh, never mind. It's just he doesn't have it on auto connect.
Yep.
God, what you doing? Come on.
Make your computer smart.
Yeah. That's how I know it's not the computer. It's the user.
It is the user. But nah. But yeah, I mean, it's just not.
No, I can't connect to it.
I don't know. I also don't like. Like, I mean, I like things, quote unquote things, in the grand sense of things. But yeah. I'm also like my family. We don't really like when I say my, I mean my like my immediate family, like my parents and myself. We do not celebrate Christmas by like giving gifts. Like that's just not. We haven't done that in several years. It's just like we celebrate the holidays by spending time with each other. Like we'll have dinner or we'll go do some like family thing. But really, it's not about giving each other gifts. Like, I mean, you can give someone a gift every, you know, any time that you want. Why wait for one day a year to?
I would say my dad was always like, oh hey, so like I'm going to give you a gift anyways on Christmas, and I don't want to wait. So here's just a gift now.
Yeah,
I'll be like, Dad, it's March.
It's March. He says, it's your Christmas gift.
Yeah, here's your Christmas gift, you little son of a bitch.
No, but that's another thing too. Like I do like to, like when I have a partner, I like to buy gift. Like buying gifts is like one of my like love languages. Like,
yeah,
I like to do that. But the thing is like, I'll spend a ton of money on Christmas gifts. And it's like 2 weeks before Christmas. I'm like, I mean, here's all your stuff. I just want to see you open it. Like, I can't wait till Christmas. Here, have it now. Like, I just, there's the whole surprise, like waiting for a surprise. I just want to see someone react to the things that I do like get for them. I don't want to wait any longer. Yeah. I have to.
I have a thing where like, if given the opportunity, I will spend more money on other people than I will myself. Just like something about just spending money on other people and just seeing their like face light up, like just having them happy. I'm like, this is nice. Like I'll just walk by and be like a coworker. I'll be like, hey man, like, what do you want for lunch? I'm buying.
I do that, but I do that at work, but I don't, when I buy lunch for everyone in the back, it's not, they don't get the choice. It's like, I'm picking where it's coming from.
I'm not taking your grocery list.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want from there? I'm paying for it. But usually it's not like, I don't ask what everyone else wants. I'm like, hey, we're getting pizza for lunch today. Or hey, we're getting Mexican for lunch today. What do you want? Like, give me a list of what you want and I'll call it in. And everyone's just like, oh, Cameron. And I'm like, I don't have any.
Now this job right now, I am not buying anybody lunch because I think I'm the only person that doesn't get the employee discount because I'm still a temp.
Oh yeah, you're still temp, yeah.
So I'm not on their system.
Mm-hmm.
So I still can't clock in, I can't clock out.
You're just there. You're their bitch.
And I don't get their damn employee discount on lunches. Mm-hmm. So I'm tired of spending like $5 on a egg salad sandwich.
Oof. Do they have a cafeteria at your work? Or is it just like
it's
a discount?
Not a cafeteria, it's a break room.
Oh, just like a break room that has
it's just
like
a break room with a couple vending machines.
Oh, that's cool. No, I've had, yeah, when I worked at the port, like we had a break room that had one of like the food vending machine and everything like that. But we also like different days of the, cause I worked nights, but different days of the week, like there was a couple of food trucks that would come up like on our break, like at 9:30 or whatever. So you could get some good food every now and then, but if you didn't bring your lunch most of the time, it was just like fucking crusty dry sandwiches. And you're just like,
yeah, delicious. Just refrigerated sandwiches. That's, but I don't mind it. I really don't mind. Like,
no, they're not terrible. Like, yeah, if you get the good, there's some that are good. Some that are bad.
Just dry.
Yeah.
Like a ham and cheese sandwich that's been refrigerated. Just like, this is a little dry.
And there's no condiments on it at all. You're just like, this is definite. I need some souse. Where's the souses?
Especially if you've been smoking and then you try to eat that thing. Mm-hmm. And
it's like eating fucking.
It's like a dog with peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, so there was one point you just said peanut butter. But this is, one point, this was many, many, many moons ago. I must've been like, I'd say like 19 or 20, maybe. Yeah, no, it was like right out of high school. So it was like 19 or 20. A friend of mine, it was kind of like when I had just started smoking weed. Like, it didn't do it often, but, you know, like, one bowl between a homie and you, and you're just like, oh, my fucking God, I'm so high. But, anywho, me and my best friend, we had smoked a bowl, and we were watching, Elysium? Some, like, horror sci-fi movie. I can't remember the title of it. I just remember.
I'm yet to hear the word peanut butter.
Well, we're getting there. I was poor at this point in time and hadn't, like, lived on my own.
Yeah.
So like the only thing I had to snack on in the house was a jar of extra crunchy peanut butter and some saltine crackers and water from the faucet, like no water and like nothing cold to drink in the fridge. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to eat some peanut butter and crackers, and didn't take into consideration the level of cotton mouth that I had. I ate one peanut butter, like one cracker with a dollop of peanut butter. It took me 30 minutes to be able to like swallow. And the other thing is like, I started panicking. Because it was growing, and it was like the saliva was, but it wasn't breaking down, and because it was just more and more and more and more in my, and by the time I actually like swallowed this, my cheeks were like chipmunked out, and I thought I was gonna like die choking on this peanut butter cracker. And I like kept looking at my homie and just giving him this like, I'm like, I'm dying, like this is it, I'm gonna die, choke on this peanut butter cracker. And he's just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And it's just but yeah, it's peanut butter, man. Peanut butter stone, it's a risky business.
I was saying, I really didn't feel like making my lunches or any kind of breakfast when I first started this job. So originally all I would do was take a jar of peanut butter with a plastic fork and a plastic spoon inside of it. I would just go out to my car, open it up, eat it. Originally I took like some dumbbells to work and I'd leave them in my car and I'd go out to my car, but then I found my smoking crew. I stopped going to my car. I need to start going back to my car because I still have a 35-pound dumbbell in the back where I just need to hop out, pump out a couple reps, and then
Go back stoned and go to it again.
I need to start working out a little bit again. I don't think I'm starting to get chubby again, but I feel it.
You feel like you're girthing up?
I've been really unhealthy. Really bad.
Just eating like shit altogether.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Three boxes of moon pies.
Oh God damn, that's a lot. A box
of oatmeal cream pies. A bag of Cool Ranch and nacho cheese Doritos.
Girl.
And and a bag of barbecue Fritos.
No, man, I have to. But
I also had white rice and pork chops.
But everything else, too.
Everything else is horrible.
But no, like, I have to keep myself, like, I have to tell myself when I go to the grocery store. Like, yo, we don't get these things because if I have junk food, I can't control myself with junk food. Like the one thing that I do get every now and then is their Tate's gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. And it's like two small sleeves and it's only like 14 cookies total. So I'll smash out like seven of them and then sometimes come back and eat the other seven. But I'm usually good at making it last like 2 or 3 days. But really, if I get like chips, it's like one sitting and they're gone. If I get like actual Chips Ahoy cookies, like I would go get like the family pack of Chips Ahoy thinking, oh yeah, this will last me like a week. No, it lasts me like 2 days and I'm sick like the whole time because all I'm eating is like row after row of chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, that's me with string cheese. Yeah, like, I will destroy string cheese.
It's unhealthy and, obsession. Yeah,
and then hate myself for days.
That's one thing, like, one thing that I still like need, like, I would like to be better about eating cheese. Like, I would like to eat less cheese, but cheese is just, hey, it's fucking awesome. It's great. It's filling. It tastes good. It looks good. Everything about cheese.
I love a seven cheese pizza. Uh-huh. I will destroy it.
Like that's like, I buy a 24 pack of string cheese every time I go grocery shopping, but I also buy like a pound and a half of sliced cheese, like Colby Jack cheese, and I buy a bunch of lunch meat and stuff like that. But 9 times out of 10, I'm out of the cheese before I even make enough sandwich. Because I'm just like, oh, what do I want to snack on? Oh, I'm going to grab a couple pieces of cheese. Just snack on that and then go about my day. And then it's like, I've got all this meat and no cheese to make a sandwich with. What have I done?
I always use the, like in my head, I always use the excuse when I get like, when I get sandwich meat and sandwich cheese and bread and everything. Mm-hmm. I use the excuse. I'm like, well, right now, like, I don't need any carbs. I just need meat. So I just start eating.
Just eat the sandwich meat.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I just have cheese and bread. So I just make like buttered bread because I don't have a toaster.
Grilled cheeses.
Yeah. I made a grilled cheese with provolone, Swiss, and cheddar.
That actually sounds really fucking good.
I made that last night and I was in heaven for a little bit. It was delicious.
I get this, one of the most expensive things I buy when I go grocery is my bread. Cause I buy like, is it Mike's? It's either Mike's or Dave's. I don't know. It's like organic bread, but
original.
It's got like pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. And it's got so much like seeds in it that, and it's like pretty thick cuts too. So, and I make a grilled cheese with those and a big like bowl of tomato soup. Oh my God. There's just something about this texture of this bread when you like grill it up with butter and everything like that. It's just, it's heaven. It is. Oh my God. It's heaven. It's the best bread. But it's like for a loaf of this bread, it's like $7 a loaf. And I'm just like, worth it. That's okay. Like, I'm not buying a bunch of snacks. This will be my snack, my sweet bread snack.
I don't really buy too much bread, so I don't really know the price of bread. So I'm going to assume the way you said that that's a lot of money for
bread's bread. Like, I think
$3.5 a loaf.
Yeah, I think it's like $3, $3.5 a loaf for like wheat bread. But yeah,
I always get whole grain.
Yeah, like whole grain or wheat is always like, I do not like.
There's a reason bread. Why I just don't know it.
Wheat bread fucks my gut up, or white bread fucks my stomach up. Like, even when I eat like hamburger buns and like hot dog buns, like that enriched white flour, it like, my body doesn't turn it into, it just balls up into a dough ball, it feels like. Oh. And then it just doesn't digest. And then I have the worst BMs of my, and I hate it. And so I have like tons of friends who are like, oh, white bread's great. And I'm like, no, it's not. Stop eating white bread. It's not good for you. Oh
my God.
Enriched wheat, man. Well, or that bleached wheat, whatever. Not good for you.
Well, let's get out of the subject of bowels. How you doing this week?
This week's actually, you know, okay.
Choose your words carefully.
No. It's things are definitely better. Last week was not a good week throughout the week. Like, I'd say like the Monday through Friday aspect. I don't know if it was the full moon or if it had something to do with the eclipse. I mean, since, you know, but, I'm still not sleeping right, but I was like every day wake up and feel like I was going to throw up just from anxiety. And then even on Friday, I woke up in the middle of a panic attack, like woke up hyperventilating, not immediate, like it was there, and that it set the tone for my day, and it was just not a good day. But then we played we had bro night, and it was great.
Well, I can't cut it out.
I just pinched the shit out of my hand.
Oh, was it on the fucking?
Yeah, like, yeah, I just pinched the shit out of my hand.
That's where it keeps on getting my elbow, that son of a bitch.
Like, I'm bleeding.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, looking at you, Cam. Your chairs are hurting us.
I can fix this. I can fix this. That was my own fault too. But it was like, I had got my hand in the crack and I was like, oh no, my hand's in this crack. And then I leaned back and it just pinched down even more. But yeah, that's,
Like a pincer.
Yeah, it's like,
oh my God, that's
leaking.
Yeah, that's a little bit. Yeah.
It's leaking.
I mean, that's more than none, which is what's intended.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen. But no, so like I was feeling it. I was going through it. And so Saturday I took the time and I was like, you know what? It's a self-care day. Let's get this shit worked out. So I sat down and I journaled for about 2 hours Saturday morning. Got up, like cleaned my whole house, did all my, like all of my laundry, everything. It doesn't look like I'm depressed in my house anymore, which I'm happy about, because it was looking fucking rough, like to the point where I'm like stumbling over piles of clothes and trash just because I'm like, fuck the real world. It doesn't matter anyways.
I'm still there right now. I'm very much still there right
but,
now.
But so I went out Saturday, did all my, you know, grocery shopping and everything like that. But then I went and bought myself I needed something to do Saturday and I didn't want to go out because I wasn't feeling public-y. So I bought a new Gundam model, and me being the super nerd that I am, I love putting together Gundam models, or Gunpla models, however you want to refer to them. But there's a whole lot. There's a community that might think I'm, or be mad at me for saying just Gundam, but bought myself a Gundam model, got myself a weighted blanket, which is a fucking game changer.
I've heard
it's almost dangerous, because I went to sleep at like, usually if I go to sleep at like 2 a.m., I still wake up at like 8 on my days off. I went to bed at like 2 on Saturday night and slept until like 10 a.m. on Sunday. And it was great. It was finally some good sleep that I needed, but then I didn't get sleep Sunday night, but that's neither here nor there. I follow. This is going to sound kind of hokey, but at the same time, I think that there's a lot of value to it. There's a couple of Instagram pages I follow, but one is called The Holistic Psychologist, which is kind of like, it's like self-help Instagram, but it's more about like giving you ways to break down the problems that you're solving without therapy, like giving you the tools. And this doctor, she was a psychotherapist, and then she kind of moved away to start doing her holistic psychology stuff. But she has wrote this book titled How to Do the Work. And it's really like, for lack of a better term, it's a self-help book, but it's about like how to overcome like the childhood traumas that you still are coping with, like how to forgive like childhood things that happened, how to recognize a lot of your trauma triggers and stuff like that. And I've read about a quarter of it so far, and it's been a very, very good read. It's been a very, very, insightful read, helping like with stuff. Cause I feel like this past week was like, things were going wrong for a read. Like I was feeling so the way I was for a reason. So it's time to change. Like I just kind of had that, you know, fuck moment. Like we got to get this shit together. So let's get this shit together. So yeah, Saturday was great. Like, just like I said, took a day for just myself, relaxed, did my thing, built a model, slept great, watched anime, just full on nerd. Sunday was the highlight of my week for 100%. Woke up, like I said, slept in Sunday, woke up, went climbing, had a great session climbing, felt really strong. And then, Sunday night I had a date.
Ooh.
And it was a first date. It was my first date in like a year and a half,
oh my God,
which was great. So, you know, I was a fucking nervous wreck, like the whole evening. But then, I went to my friend's house and we had like, the original plan was to watch a movie. We were going to watch a horror movie and just drink some wine and hang out. But we ended up just drinking wine and bullshitting for like 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours, to the point where it was like 1 o'clock in the morning and I had to work this morning. And I'm just like, oh shit, I got to go. And then got home and was still kind of riding that little bit of like high, that good feeling, those endorphins going or whatever. So I didn't go to sleep until like fucking almost 3 this morning. And here we are. So it's been a week. It's been a week of weeks, definitely better than some of the past weeks that we've been going through for me. So yeah, pretty good week. Hope. And also I think I've got a date too on Thursday. So like 3 days from now. Yeah. It'll be cool. It'll be cool. How about yourself, big guy? How are you? How was your week?
Ooh, wow. I worked a lot.
Same here.
I worked a lot. My last week played out like a pretty much a normal week for like work wise.
Yeah.
Just, you know, waking up at 3:30-ish. Ass crack early, just going to work and then coming back as the sun's dropping. Yeah.
I love it. It's really fucking with my, been a big issue. The whole like working throughout the sunlight. And then you're just like, oh, it's dark. This feels fucking weird.
It's irritating my system. And I've been getting annoyed at noise past when it's getting dark.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, oh, wait, it's like 5
it's
p.m. Like, yeah,
it's like 5. It's like 4:30.
Like, what am I getting mad over right now?
No, I
it's
feel
like, God, why are they making so much noise at 5:30? God, don't they know it's almost my bedtime?
No, I feel that, man. Like, dude, this time of year, every year, like as an adult, it fucks my head up. And man, I'm just like, I'm really doing my best to not let it happen this year again. Like I'm trying to take the steps to not, cause I'm over it. It fucking sucks to be depressed all the time.
Yeah. I was, I have a thing where at the end of my week, I'm normally like pretty stressed, pretty tired. And I just want to sit down. And I just want to play a video game on PC.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like any celestial being out there that it happens to be listening knows that at the end of my week, I just want to sit down, relax. And finally, my graphics card has shat out on me.
Oh, no.
And now every time I tried to do anything on my computer, it crashes. And I did diagnostics all weekend long. Mm-hmm. I know because of the peripheral shutting down, the occasional green screen flashing,
mm-hmm.
and mostly the HDMI port losing power and function.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's the graphics card. And anytime the graphics card's pushed a little bit is when it usually does the shutdown.
I'm not gonna like quote this, but look into the oven method. You wrap it.
Am I about to put my computer in an oven?
No, you just your graphics card. You can wrap your graphics card up in a towel and throw it in the oven. Do research on it, because sometimes what happens is, I mean, you can, if it's a dead graphics card, you can get a little bit of extra life out of it.
No, I think it was beaten. I think it was beaten within an inch of its life and it just doesn't want to live.
Doesn't want to work anymore. But no, I feel like, because I remember people were doing this back in the day, not only with graphics card, but they were doing it with like Xbox 360s when they would red ring. And you would just like, unless I'm like overlapping the two and thinking that you can do it with a graphics card, but I feel like you can put it some, like a failing graphics card in an oven to it kind of like, it'll like melt the solder down a little bit and it'll like reattach some of the stuff if it is dying, but also it could just,
this is for artifacts. I'm not having artifacts.
Oh, you're not artifacting. Okay.
No, I'm not artifacting.
It's just not working.
It's just like straight crash. It just dies. And yeah, it's not temperature. It's not wiring. It's something within the graphics card. So I'm thinking about just buying a whole new computer and just making payments on like $80 a month for a new PC,
mm-hmm.
and then just selling off what I do have.
Yeah, part of which, your rig already.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how many RAM sticks I have, I'll sell off. I have four of them. I have like 64 gigabytes of RAM in my PC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sad. Maybe not gigabytes. Is it megabytes?
No, it's gig.
It is gig?
It's gig. It's
for memory?
It
goes, yeah.
Yeah, it's gigs. Yeah, I mean, it used to be. I remember when, I had...
It was megabytes?
No, I had when it was like... Remember when I got like... had a gig's worth of RAM in my computer when I was like 12, and I was like, that was hot shit. But my then God. Like...
Running Doom.
Yeah. No, back then, I was playing a lot of Unreal Tournament, a lot of Quake 3. And there was this game called Motocross Madness 2 that pretty much, it pretty much like was my childhood, was playing Motocross Madness 2. But dude, I'm still bleeding. This is great. God, I can't believe I pinched myself that bad. Like I felt it, but when I looked, I was like, oh, it's going to be weird looking tomorrow.
I did it again. I had almost a nightmare moment today. So for putting together part of the bed, for what we call a 2.0 bed, which mm-hmm. is a bed with I forgot what they call it, but like a little stronger than non-skin
mm-hmm.
paint that they kind of just spray on there. Well, you have to put an outrigger on the back of them because they get a crane on them.
Mm-hmm.
The outrigger, like the casing and the hosing itself.
Oh. You're right over there, champ.
I forgot totally where the story was going for a second. For some reason, I got distracted by the train.
That's been going on for
years. Yeah, but suddenly...
I'm convinced it's been going on for 3 days at this point.
Yeah, suddenly I heard the ding, ding, ding. And it was like hypnosis that it just shut my brain off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So the outrigger casing and the hose and the hosing?
Housing?
No, it's hoses, but it's the housing for the hoses.
The hose housing. The housing for the hoses.
The outrigger and it's a hose house. God, this is my job. I'm a professional. They weigh a lot, but they just go into a simple crate. Mm-hmm. So you just reach into the crate. The way they've been storing the outrigger legs, which, I mean, they're probably, 3 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
and they weigh probably like 90 to 100 pounds.
Yeah.
They store them like 3 wide and 3 up,
mm-hmm.
and they store them with wooden wedges in between all of them, with 4 giant barbs of rebar out the top. But the only way you can get them out is through the top. So you have to like go into the rebar, and I picked up, but like I squeezed in between them. I picked it up, mm-hmm. but then I lost grip and I leaned forward real quick and rebar touched both of my shoulders. And I was like, oh, this is Final Destination shit. Like I felt like I could feel what was going to happen in my shoulders. And I was like, ooh,
I don't want it.
Mm-mm. I had waking nightmares at work for probably a good like 10 minutes, just freaked out about rebar going through both of my shoulders.
Piercing my shoulders.
Because I'm like, who decided this? What kind of OSHA violation is this?
It's a rough, it sounds like it's a rough, that sounds not very smart, honestly, no. Like having that there. Like,
I tried to take one from the side and the entire thing just collapsed and then just legs tried going over. I'm like, well, I'm not going from the top. I don't want to die.
I don't want to pierce myself.
I don't want to be impaled at my work.
Dude, I've seen, not with rebar, but I've seen a man get impaled. I've actually seen somebody get impaled with rebar. Which was, well, that was, my whole family has always done, like, well, not all of my family, but I mean, we've been involved in construction of pretty much every sort.
I thought it would be like in murder.
Yeah.
Just
murder
too. Murder
too.
With
yeah. Rebar. But no, so there was, I was like 13 or 14 and we were doing a footing for a house. And when you dig the footing and then you lay the steel and then you have like, you lay rebar out through it. So it doesn't, you know.
I don't know anything about this process, but yes, I agree.
Like, so yes. A footing of a house, like you dig just like kind of like the outline print of the house, and mm-hmm. there's a couple of little troughs in between it, and it's like just for the fact, like, and then they put the foundation on top of the footing. But when you do a footing, you lay out rebar in it, and you have to, and like footings are like 2 foot deep, so you have to raise the
rebar. I know
rebar.
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen what you're talking about.
But there was one time a guy came out to the job site. And the thing is, when you're doing a footing, you do not step, you do not walk backwards. You don't. It's not safe to walk backwards because you never know if you're going to take a step into the footing.
Into the rebar.
And that is what this guy did. And he went, he didn't hit him. It wasn't in his torso, but when he fell, like he caught himself and kind of like sat and it went through the back of his thigh and came out like, yeah, it was gnarly. Gnarly, gnarly, gnarly. But another, like what I was going to originally tell is, so when I worked at the steel shop at the port, we would have to do, I was an assemblyman. So we would do a lot of like steel work and have to put these, modular based, like processing plants, maybe like sometimes for, like natural gas, sometimes for diesel, sometimes for gasoline, just like, it's just whatever that they were going out for. So we had to, when we would do like final fitting before they sent out, we would have to bolt them all together. And that means, you know, putting together like 16 inch diameter pipes that have a flange that's like 3 foot around and you're using two big end wrenches. But we have our end wrenches are, they're like plumb bob or not plumb bob. What it's called, it's something spike. But anyways, it's like a spike on one end, like a steel tapers down spike.
That's getting picked up.
Yeah.
That's really getting picked. Oh, yeah. That's yellow. Wow.
Yeah, man, once it gets by.
They know that one came yeah. by.
So like, so on the ends of, so you'd have like, a 3 foot long end wrench and one end of it, like the steel would be like 2 inches in diameter down here, but at the yeah. other end, it's like filed down to a point. And what you would use is you would put it in between the bolts. So you could square up pipe, like the two faces of pipe coming together, and then you would just tighten it up as you went along. Well, there was this, he was an older dude, I'd say like close to 55, 56.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tightening the pipes or tightening the bolts together and everything that he had put on. And then he's gotten them tight and he's got to get one bolt like tightened up and he's really like leaning into the wrench as it's going. And as it happened, he slipped and fell into the spike on the wrench and it went through his bicep and
oh
out the
my
other side.
God.
And I was just like, bruh, you fucked up. So yeah, that is, dude, impalement's interesting to see. Very, very interesting to see. Because
I have a buddy that's an EMT and he sends me
dirty photos.
Gnarly, gnarly.
Good dirty photos.
I have one of a dude who attempted to commit, well, I guess I would say attempted to commit suicide by jumping off a bridge. He successfully committed suicide by jumping off a bridge, but not from hitting the ground.
Yeah,
he hit a semi.
Oh, God damn. That's a mess.
Yeah. He jumped off the bridge into the face of a semi. Yeah. It was meatloaf.
Yeah. It's just like,
it was a slab of meatloaf.
Hamburger meat at that point.
Dude. My
grease spot on the highway.
Right before we take a break, I'm going to tell you that my coworker showed me a picture of him. Of a dog that he hit this morning, because he hit a dog this morning.
God
very,
damn.
Very sad. It was a poodle. Aww. That had a sweater vest on.
He ruins, dude, everyone's getting a shitty fucking Monday.
Yeah. I looked at him, I was like, dude, you're a fucking monster.
Yeah, you started someone's week off on the wrong foot.
He was sitting there giggling, going like, I caught it I caught it with the tailgate and it just ripped it right in half. I was like, God, dude. You shouldn't be excited about this. He was like, but you should have seen it. No. It went, woo.
I would have immediately had a panic attack. Here's the thing. I can hit if I hit a squirrel, I'm sad, but I'm like, if I hit a fucking squirrel, hit rabbits and shit like that, like small shit. I feel bad, but I don't let it ruin my day. But if I hit a dog or a cat or something like that, I'll cry.
A dressed poodle.
It was dressed poodle. Like, oh no, what have I done? Oh no, that guy.
He did say that the entire way to work, he felt pretty bad about it.
But then he's laughing about the jokes.
I mean, that's how you feel better about it. You gotta joke a little bit about it. When we talked about it, not out in public, to the person, mm-hmm. clearly, the Facebook thing, I think it was, or Twitter. But, just between your buddies, just make a joke about it to feel better about it. All right, so real quick, let's go on break. All right, welcome back from that ad. I hope you really enjoyed it. We put a lot of effort into it, kind of.
Don't lie. It was literally the time of
the
ad.
We loved how it came out.
No, it's perfect. It's a perfect ad.
The jingle gets me every damn time. It's just perfect. I love it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited that we have someone making music for us and everything.
Yes.
Man, this is other podcast talk, guys. Yes. But man,
we can talk about Mystery
We can talk
Man
about
before.
Things about it, but we can't talk to you about the actual thing. But
then we can't talk about the mysterious man that's also with us.
Yeah. Yeah. A whole new.
A whole new question mark is sitting in another chair.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never meet him unless you find us on December 2nd.
December 2nd. 2 weeks and 3 days. Well, not from this. It'll be a week and 3 days from this.
Yeah, and we're telling you to find it, but we're not going to tell you where or the name of it.
Just look on our Facebook, guys. Just look on our Facebook. Look up
on that day. On that day, you will find it.
Oh yeah, it'll be out. It'll be there, dude. I have so many friends who are ready to hear it. They're like, "Have you released it yet? Have you released it yet?" And I'm like, "No, not yet, not yet."
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
I'm not really nervous because I legitimately thought it was just the stuff that I've listened to of it. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great. The only time I'm nervous is when I'm doing it. And then after about a couple of hours of doing it, then it kind of gets where I'm comfortable. But it's it's the first couple hours of doing these shows here recently have been fucking nerve wracking for me.
I do regret bringing the Rio last time.
Yeah.
That,
rough
that,
for you.
That made things very difficult for me. If I could take one thing back, I would definitely take back bringing that with me. I think I would have been much clearer. But you know what? You know, ups and downs. Yeah. So that was one down. Hey, I'm ready for an up.
How we were talking about before the or during the break, you can't learn without a little bit of failure.
Exactly. I have learned that is too high, and there is such a thing for creating content.
Exactly. You can't
when you literally can't think of a sentence. You're just like, I'm gonna ride this one out and see where it goes.
Speaking of, you want to give me a quick handoff, my guy?
Oh, absolutely. Here. Those were made around the bag.
Got it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm my hands are just freezing cold.
It's cold in here. It is legitimately cold in here. I'm not going to lie about it because it's cold in here.
I'm not going. You have to hit it 5 times.
There we go.
Is it weird that it's hard for me to press a button 5 times in a row quickly? There's something, it's like a brain.
It's like a weird neurological disconnect.
Yeah, I mean, because literally, I'm just like, all right, just 5 times, just bam, 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 bam. And it's just that was 6 times. But then I try to get my thumb to do it, and it just, for some reason, on, 3 or 4, it just freaks the fuck out.
Goes into seizure mode.
Yeah, I'm just like, just do the thing.
Do what I need you to do.
I know you work.
I just used you an hour ago.
Oh, it's just early set on arthritis in my hands.
Yeah.
I'm becoming old. Speaking wonderful. Of arthritis, I was supposed to have my annual checkup last week, last Thursday. And Wednesday afternoon, they called me being like, hey, can we just make it a phone call appointment.
Oh, like a teledoctor.
Yeah. Because they were short on nurses.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had already told my work that I'm like, hey, I'm going to leave at noon.
Oh,
I caught it with the other hand. Just went across the table. I already told my bosses, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be leaving like right after lunch.
Yeah.
So I made it my appointment. Well, I wasn't going to change that. So I'm like, all right, I'll still, you know, take the time off. So I get home and I'm waiting for that phone call because I had called them and we had agreed and they had told me they had made note saying that I wanted a phone call appointment and they never called.
No.
And then they never called to say, hey, you missed an appointment or send an email or a notification being like, hey, by the way, appointment missed.
That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. And I kind of needed that appointment because that was supposed to be the appointment where I told them that I need to get checked up for, you know, hip and shoulder and
you're gonna have to be proactive and get into it again. It's gonna be months.
It's gonna be next year now. Because now it's gonna be Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
So trying to schedule anything in this time of year is going to
be horrendous. You don't schedule it now, you know, in January, it's still gonna just get pushed back another month or two. So just try and get it.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah,
like set up your appointment as soon as possible, even if it is for the new year, because even if you wait until after Christmas, like I said, it could be like February or March before they can get you in at that point.
So. Yeah, I have to get tested for a lot of things.
He's got to get tested for STDs, folks. STIs, sorry, not diseases, infections.
I do not have nearly enough sex for that. That is not of a concern.
Hey, man, all it takes is one time, and you're got the hurt for life.
Yeah, well, that one person's a lucky person. Because one day that's going to happen to them.
I don't know if that's a lucky thing to get, but so it goes.
But yeah, I mean, I have to, they're still planning on doing a ADD test. Mm-hmm. I think they're planning on testing me for bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm.
They still need to do x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans of the rest of my body to look for other abnormalities, especially since after the crash.
It's a tumor.
I mean, I already have femoral nodes.
Femoral nodes?
Lined across my femur, which is like small tumors that are like on the surface of the bone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could be getting that wrong. I don't know, because my old Navy doctors would never tell me anything.
Yeah. It's just
but
like,
then
hey,
I would look at the
file.
Doctor's notes and then be like, yeah, he's basically dead. Like, I don't know how he's walking.
What's going on here?
Yeah, there was never good news in the notes, but I would always hear like, oh, yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
And then they'd have like 3 pages of notes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here?
They got to get that government money to pay for you.
Yeah, but they're getting it. Well, I guess, yeah, if every time they hospitalize me, that's a little bit more money in their pocket. Because they did try to kill me twice.
You said, just because it's the American healthcare system doesn't mean the fucking bullshit bureaucracy of it changes when you're in the military.
Oh, yeah. No. It's multiplied because you work directly for the government.
Yep.
So there and, you know, a lot of them really like their job. So they're pretty much going to say what they're told to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna say what they're told to say.
Give this guy weird drugs, make him unusable.
They gave me a lot of weird drugs.
Hey, man, I want to test some drugs, but only good ones.
I would have rather tested the drugs that didn't make me lose my memory.
I smoke a lot of weed and have lost my memory, so it's kind of like the same. Maybe. I don't know.
I've never been that high.
No, like I'm not going to say it from just being high, like not getting so high that I lose my memory, but just from legitimately being pretty much constantly high for like several years of my life. Yeah, that really
fucks. It's like there's just cloudy segments.
Yeah, there might be some long-term brain damage there.
Where did the sun come up that day?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, but you know, here we are. We're doing better. We're doing, everything's great.
We are. Everyone's crashing their cars. Everyone's hitting deer. Everyone's losing money.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's losing money.
But you're having dates, so it's a good time.
Hey,
I've made this connection multiple times, but I don't think it actually means anything whatsoever. It's just, it's always coincidence that anytime something bad happens to me, someone like within a close circle of my life, like something great happens to them. A lot of the times it's most people around me, something great happens and then something really bad happens to me that day.
Oh.
And then anytime they're feeling horrible, I'm just like, hey guys, how's it going? Like I just absorb all of their happiness for one day.
Hey, sometimes it's
and then they all hate me because they're like, why the fuck are you so That was one of the complaints my work had originally with me. This new place.
He's too happy.
They were just like, one guy was just like, I like you, but you're just so fucking happy in the morning. I'm just like, sorry, I'm just happy in the morning.
I'm sorry I woke up alive today.
Yeah, I'm strangely, as much as I hate like waking up and having to like get moving, mm-hmm. I'm a very happy person in the morning.
I mean, I like the mornings. I used to be like a night guy specifically, but I think it's also probably part of like getting older as well. But like, I actually prefer the mornings now because I feel like the mornings are more peaceful. Like, it's mm-hmm. quiet. I can enjoy my coffee. I can enjoy my meditation. I can enjoy my journaling. It's like waking up with the world is much more soothing than being up when the world is asleep, I think. Yeah, I think that's how I'm going to say that.
That's a good way to say it.
But I mean, don't get me wrong. I still do like, you know, the occasional stay up till 6 a.m. type thing, but that's not who I can't do it often anymore.
It's definitely not for nature.
Yeah,
that you're doing that.
No, it's usually like, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. If I stay up till 6 a.m., it's because I'm doing things I probably shouldn't be doing.
I think that goes for most people staying up till 6 a.m. I've never made a good decision from staying up all night.
Yeah, like past 2 a.m., good decisions just aren't made. Like, it's just,
I think that is like a legal thing that I've said before.
Probably so. I can see it.
That was the rule that I always heard when I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
He said nothing good happens. I don't know if it was at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. but like nothing good happens after that time. And I'm just like, that's very true. That I've never made a single good decision past any a.m.
Mm. I mean, I
don't make good decisions most of the time anyways.
And if it's a.m. or p.m., no good decisions are made.
Really not. I'm kind of like a walking catastrophe. This just
waiting to happen.
I am the eye of the storm, and then everything around me just gets bulldozed as I just go forward. I'm just like, yeah, it happens. Like, everything around me at work has been starting to just break. Three people today broke like drill bits around me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I mean, drill bits break.
They do break, but they normally, like, we haven't had one break in quite a while. At least one, not one that I've seen.
Nice.
But God, did today feel like a long freaking day. Because it's Thanksgiving week and because they're giving us paid vacation on Thursday and Friday, mm-hmm. like 8 hours each. So they're giving us 16 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I think, let's see, so we'd be getting 30. So they're giving us 6 hours of overtime. Which, you know, that's...
Are you going to get paid for overtime? Or is it just going to be the hours? I think it's probably just be the hours since it's not worked hours.
I think it's paid overtime.
That's interesting.
I'm pretty sure it's paid overtime.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, that's no guarantee. Yeah. And like, even if it's not, I mean, hey, paid vacation. Like, I've never had a paid vacation before.
Oh, nice.
So this is going to feel pretty nice. You know, fast food doesn't really do paid vacations.
No, they don't really do paid anything. They don't even pay you to work there, actually.
I mean, yeah, they just kept on being like, yeah, eat some more chicken nuggets, fatty. Go ahead, keep working here.
Come on, get some heart disease. You're fine. And then when you die in the store, we'll just roll you over and get a new person.
Just put your eye in the fryer and guess what? New item on the menu. There we go.
Stoned white man. Oh. I mean, it might taste good. I don't know. I do like the taste of cannabis at times.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
I was talking about putting a dude in the fryer and then you said, yeah. Oh, it could taste good.
Yeah, stoned white man is the new menu item.
Speaking, okay, thank you for mentioning marijuana again, because I remembered that today at work, one of my coworkers, someone that I enjoy just sitting down and just talking to during my lunch breaks, he was like, hey man, at 9 o'clock, he was like, hey, during lunch or after work, just remind me to give you a sample of this bud I'm growing.
Nah.
So I'm like, oh, hell yeah. No problem. I thought he was just going to give me like a nugget, like just a little bit. And at lunch, he gave me like 5 or 6 nuggets, like just gorgeous little things, beautiful. Like, they stuck to my hand.
Oh, nice.
You could smell from a mile away.
Oh, that's always, yeah, that's a good tale.
This is at work.
Yeah.
In the parking lot. So I put it in my hand, close my hand, not making sure not to crush it. I walk it over to my car, put it in the center console. And then, first off, walking up to my car, I look at my car, I'm like, huh. The door on, like, my car door is open. And I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. I don't see how I could have left it open in the morning, because in the morning, you know, when it's pitch dark outside, I could kind of notice that all of my car lights are on. Like, when my car door is open, mm-hmm. and my car is on, like, like even when it's not on, like the overhead lights and everything come on. So I would have kind of noticed that.
Yeah.
And looking around, like none of the lights are on. I'm like, oh, please tell me the battery didn't die.
Yeah.
So I start the car. It starts. It's perfectly fine. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, I must have just been stupid.
Just left it, just didn't close the door over. Yeah, just
really tired, just didn't leave it, like didn't close it. So, you know, put the button in the center console. And I could go back to work. And I think like half an hour later, I'm sitting here. And I don't have anything else to do. We just knocked out one of our 2.0 bodies. We're waiting for more to come out of the oven in the kitchen department. I call it kitchen department. It's really just our department that they added a kitchen, a paint. Did I say kitchen department?
Yeah, you said kitchen department.
Paint department.
Paint department. It's the kitchen paint department.
I mean, because they call their areas around their oven, which is where they put, you know, they the bake, stuff yeah, in to do oven type things. Where they, yeah, whatever they do.
It's,
in there.
I
don't know how paint works.
It's, oh my gosh, I know the title of it, but it's eluding me.
Kiln?
It's a big kiln, but it's the process. It is powder coating process.
Powder coating.
So it's like you put like this powder. I mean, it's like the pigment, whatever stuff that you're going to, that the thing, and then you bake it and then it kind of melts and then turns into the hardened paint. And it's really fucking hard. But yeah. So yeah. That's why they call it the kitchen slash oven slash.
But yeah, that, so they call that area the oven and then they call the little areas that you like, just do like tiny touch up and everything. They call that the like a, kitchens. So they have a bunch of kitchens around the oven. Where was I going with the story about the
kitchen? Yo, dog, I don't know, man.
I got distracted by learning now what
they do.
Powder
coating is?
Powder coating is. Yeah. Fuck, what was I going with?
I don't know, man. Shit. Something about
God. I totally blanked out on what I was talking about here. So
cannabis use, folks.
No, because it's the cannabis story that we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Cannabis story. Yeah, so your car, the lights were on, or the door was open, so, and the lights were on.
So I was waiting for another 2.0 body to go into the oven for reasons above my pay grade. I don't know why it wasn't going in there yet. So I'm just sitting there. I'm cleaning and organizing my tools, and then some dude comes up and be like, "Is one of you Jacob?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." And he goes, I'm going to need you to come with me to the parking lot. You need to talk to a police officer real quick. And immediately I'm just like, no, you gotta be shitting me. It's just like the one day a coworker is just like, hey man, I'm growing and here's a sample. I'm just like, I'm not going to turn down the sample. So I go out to my car and this police officer, like just standing right next to my car. Someone had stolen somebody's Cadillac. What was it? What's the name of the, part of the exhaust system, the Cadillac
catalytic converters.
Catalytic converter. Converter. Someone had, allegedly had stolen this person's part, and then also broke into my car.
Yeah,
broke into my car. I keep my car unlocked. Yeah. I don't keep anything in my car right now, except I have a dumbbell in the back. And so nothing in my car was touched. So when I walked to the police officer, he was like, "So, was your car door open earlier?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was open." Mm-hmm. He was like, "All right. Well, did you have anything?" I'm like, "I don't keep anything in my car." He's like, "Oh, well, I guess that's all we needed." Mm-hmm. And he just took my information down, address and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we also think that the guy who said he had the part stolen planned for it to be stolen. Mm-hmm. This isn't my hypothesis. It's the hypothesis of people around me that kind of know the guy.
Yeah.
That he said that, like, oh, yeah, I was just kind of like held on there with wiring. And like, it was just like, clothes hanger wire or something. And it's just like who in broad daylight in the middle of a parking lot in a fenced parking lot?
Yeah, like how does that happen? That's what I'm confused about. How that happens at work? It's got.
I guess unless somebody parked next to somebody else's, like parked next to this guy's car, like using it as kind of cover, and then just quickly went underneath, did what they had to do, and then just.
I mean, you can get it. You can cut a Cadillac converter off in like 3 minutes if you got a good sawzall.
They would have to know when we take breaks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the man, the myth, the legend. Can you
imagine the audacity of this man thinking he can come back into the show?
Yeah, you're gone. We voted you out. You're off the island.
Yeah, you've been casted.
It's like I live here.
Wait, so do we have that mic set up right now?
You just got to turn it on.
What up?
There you go. Yep, there you go. You're going. Well, here, how about you talk real quick? Because now I have to pee.
Oh, okay.
Well, welcome back to the show.
So where you been, big guy? How's today been for you?
I had to take my son to wrestling practice. My wife had to make sure an order went out at a certain time, so there was no one else to take him, so I had to take him, and then she got there, and I left.
Nice. Well, the thing is we've probably got about 5 minutes left of the show.
Nice.
So you came right at the right time. Yeah. If you want to get, hey, do you got any news for us?
I don't.
Oh, well, fuck. You don't even need to be here.
No, then. I don't. I should just leave. Bye.
But yeah, no, it's been a show. It's been a show, and it's glad to see you.
Yeah, I thought I could make it back for a little bit more, but
nah. We really got on the ball. Like, I got here and I took a shit.
I hope one day you install a bathroom in here, or else that wall is going to erode.
Just the fucking ground's going to give out from
there. Eh, it is what it is. Life goes on.
The ground's just going to give out.
Life goes on at some point.
But yeah, so we haven't spilled. We've spilled the beans about there being a new podcast, but we haven't spilled any beans about said podcast.
The beans have been baked. Well,
we
and
need
opened.
To because
no. Because it won't. Because we have one more episode.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
This comes out next Monday.
Yeah. And so does the new podcast on Thursday.
Wait a minute.
Because Off the Rails comes out this Thursday.
Holy shit, we do got to spill the beans. Welcome back. Good thing you're here because we would have not said anything about it.
See, there's a reason why I'm around.
Sometimes.
Well, it hasn't come out yet this Thursday.
In 2-3 days.
3 days. Yeah. And so rewind this whole episode.
Dios.
We said earlier that it's going to be a week in 3 days, but that's actually 3 days after this episode.
It is 3 days.
So, I guess we could just fucking spill the straight up beans.
Straight.
Let's open up this can and drop them.
All right, guy. Who wants to take?
I mean, you brought it up. So
you did bring it up. I think you brought it up originally too today.
Yeah, I did. I did say a little bit. I did kind of.
You've been a naughty boy. Yeah. He's been teasing it hard.
Teasing the tip.
And he has been. You are said leader of that podcast.
Am
so.
I the leader of that?
Technically,
podcast?
Yeah.
You're the father of the podcast. Yeah.
You set the railroads, and we just ride on them.
You are the daddy.
Hey. Okay. So I will. First, guys, we have created a new community, if you will, a whole world, a universe that we are building under the name Chaotic Stupid, a quote unquote D&D podcast. And we've talked about it, like we've dropped a little hints here and there in the show, but we have.
And it's been in the works for quite a while.
Yeah, we've got a backlog. We've got a lot going on and a lot of effort put into this.
We currently have 4 episodes recorded.
Yeah, like we even have a new friend who we will be introducing to absurd, I guess introducing to the absurd entertainment family.
Mm-hmm. He, I guess he is part of the full family.
Yeah, he's
in the family tree.
Member. He's in the group chat.
He's a cousin.
Yep.
He is a cousin.
And he is going to be playing a character in our campaign as well as being our music producer. And guys, like, the music that he has made
fantastic for us,
this guy, he's our good friend Luke. You can find him on Spotify as The Big Dirty. He's very, very, very talented, and I'm very excited that we have him along.
I've known him for 2 days.
Yeah, it's great. I've known him for like a year.
He's a cool guy. I like him.
Well, it's been more than 2 days.
It's been 3 days now.
It has been 3 days now.
It's been a week and 3 days by the time this comes out. Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it'll be a week.
By the time this comes out, I was thinking of like, well, he didn't really get here until later in the afternoon.
He was very, very stoked. He had a blast.
Good.
He's excited to come out again. He was very nervous at first. He was like, I don't know if they're gonna like me or if I. I was like, I hope we all get along. And I was like, no, it'll be cool. It'll be fun.
I will say this. Uh-huh. There were times that I couldn't hear what he was saying.
Yeah, he does talk quietly. That is, he does have a quiet voice.
And I think I just said, yeah, because nothing ruins the ambiance and the flow of a podcast. Like, what?
What'd you say? I will spill the beans on this. You haven't fucked my story.
But I'm trying to pretty
you
hard,
guys
honestly.
Like by the end of last week, like of recording, like you were so far off what I had anticipated. And I was just like, well, got to figure this one out.
That's what our plan was.
Exactly. No, it was good.
What we did
to the
yeah everybody the everything was one, great yeah. Everything was great,
blatantly disrespectful, honestly.
Literally when we before we even started, like when the plan to record the first episode happened, I remember me and him before you got here, me and him were talking, we're like, how soon do you think we can throw him completely off the story?
Well, it's the thing is, I still
we're close.
We're still working towards it. Like we're still, I still want to do the main, the main quest that I have laid out.
I just knew that we were gonna like you were gonna have A and B, and we were gonna find a C.
Yeah, no, you definitely found a C, and I'll have to, and I'm gonna make. I'll like I said, I'll work back to making it where it is linear. But like I said, Luke, I think Luke did help. He was helpful in taking it off, but also kind of maintaining a little bit. Of art, I'm excited. I'm so excited to get this out. Fun. It was a blast. It's been we are now a full group of 100% nerds. We have been, we've probably played close to like 12 hours of Dungeons and Dragons at this point, and it's ridiculous. Like, it's so that's fun.
Pretty. Not quite 12. I wouldn't say 12.
Okay, we've hung out in this shed on D&D nights for at least 12 hours at this point.
That is true.
Is it? 12?
Yeah. Because really? It was like we got here at like 6:45 and we didn't leave until almost 1.
Oh, that's fair.
And then the first time we played, it was like got here at 7, played until almost 1.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So it's been a fucking journey.
It just doesn't feel like it's been
long. It goes so fast. It does. That's the thing is it's
you
just
get
like,
swallowed up in the story that you just kind of... Time kind of is irrelevant.
Exactly. We're living in our own universe, boys, and we are getting to paint the pages as we go along. But no, I'm very excited for everyone to get to hear it. I will be playing the Dungeon Master, the DM, the GM, whatever you want to refer to me as. How about you, big guy?
I am playing a half-orc barbarian named... Oh God, Jameson Bellbottom.
Oh God,
yeah, I almost forgot. Yikes!
Uh-oh. And I am an emotionally unstable high elf, Adam Slimstick.
Woo! And it's been like I said, and Luke, while he's not here on this one, he is our like I said, he is playing a dwarven myconoid, which I know sounds really weird if you know anything about D&D, but it's kind of like we've let him have a little bit of leeway on character creation with this one. Or I guess I have had him let him have a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, I didn't have much of a say in that one.
It was just he showed me this
character. No, I'm against it.
Yeah, no, he showed me this character, explained like the premise of the character, and I was just like, I think that'll be usable, and I think that would be good, like for everything in it.
Yeah.
And I've got some ideas that I'm gonna implement using his character or things that you've learned through his character. Cause I've got to figure out a way to at least get us to the next stepping stone. Not
I've learned to love again.
Not necessarily back on the path, but like I have to bring it. I had a way of how I was going to make it to where the next step was your choice, but you kind of fucked that. Like, So I had I'm not really going to say spoiler alert. The person you killed had something important to tell you.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Never has a man been so disrespected in the bathroom.
Pretty much. No, he was in cool history. With it. He was cool with it. He was down to get stoned on it. But yeah,
that is fair.
You'll hear about that in like a month's time, 2 months time.
And
yeah,
we introduced Luke, but he doesn't show up until episode 3.
Yeah,
so, that is true. You don't even see him.
No, he's because he's made the music that's going to be in every episode.
Yes, true. While what I'm saying, his character doesn't show up until episode 3. Until episode
3. So if you're excited about Luke and you're tired of us, well, you gotta wait, motherfucker.
You just gotta wait a little bit.
You gotta
bit
wait at least 6 weeks.
You son of a bitch.
It's been fun, and I'm very excited to share this with everyone who listens. I'm excited to have new listeners, like because I feel like we're going to hit a completely different
genre.
Like, but
we're gonna have a whole different
What if the D&D podcast outperforms the Absurd podcast?
Then we'll just quit it.
I don't want to quit it. Like, I feel like maybe we
absolutely not.
I don't know. It just depends.
Well, then if we just quit, there'd be no point in Absurd Entertainment. Yeah, if we just always stuck with one project,
sure there would.
But like I said, I feel like no matter,
because if Absurd Entertainment grows big enough, other podcasts can join into it, and we can make a corporation.
We can, bureaucracy, baby.
Yeah,
but no, I have a couple of ideas and a couple of friends who would be interested in different podcast like ideas, and like I've talked to them about like,
them in, Absurd Entertainment.
That's the thing is like I that's what I tell people. I was like, we're not necessarily just trying to do a podcast. We are trying to build a podcast network.
Yeah,
like if because once we do that, then that's like.
Yeah.
That's like the real shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I liked the idea of absurd entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, I mean, me and him had the idea when we were talking about doing streaming.
Uh-huh.
We're like, let's do absurd entertainment.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to make it more than just a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, my idea from the beginning was that I wanted to have multiple projects going on once we had enough time and resources.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to have like our regular podcast, and then like we venture off to like, I don't know, like music, mm-hmm. and like gaming and a bunch of other things that you can just hit on, movies and everything. Like just something to branch out on, something to like liven things up a little bit of a extra taste in your palate.
Let's just saturate the market with our sexy, sultry voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like the sultry voice.
You I really like think it a that's lot. How Adam should talk from now on.
Oh, you like my sultriness.
But no, I feel that kind of wraps it up, though. This, like,
that is true. I'm sorry, big guy. You only got to be here for a little bit.
But you got to be here for the most part.
But he got to be here. Yeah.
You got to be here. I got to be here
to unveil the new project.
The new proj. The new pod proj.
That's, I mean, that's literally all I came here for. Yeah. I didn't really care about anything else.
But yeah, so.
Just to remind everyone again, follow us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment, Instagram, Absurdity69, along with Twitter, Absurdity69, and YouTube, Absurd Entertainment, and then Patreon, Absurdity Pod.
Give us that dollar.
Get your dollars worth.
Yeah, it's
$1 baby.
Like I said,
it's worth a dollar.
It's worth a dollar.
Dollar bill,
I mean,
y'all.
You get like 45 minutes of off the rails.
Yeah,
like,
and you get
for
like
a dollar,
and you get two of those a month.
Yeah,
and that's
you
like,
get 90 minutes of entertainment for
Cream
a dollar.
Cream, get exactly. The money.
You can't get that at Netflix, baby.
You can get that at Netflix, baby. Never yeah. Have you gotten more of a dollar worth.
Know,
than
yeah,
going to Patreon.
Dude, double cheeseburgers were pretty dope when they were on the dollar menu.
That is
but
true.
Even then, they were still $1.09.
They weren't worth. They weren't worth a dollar.
We don't
they
tax were, you because we love you.
They weren't worth a dollar. They were worth more, but they were put down to a dollar.
Don't worry, we'll be taxed.
Yeah, and we
won't tax you, but we'll get taxed.
We'll get taxed.
Yeah. We might tax you. We haven't considered.
It's really 91 cents for
the podcast
for the Patreon. Yeah. We tack on
Patreon takes some of
round it up.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, royalties.
We just tack on the tax in the price.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
exactly.
Oregon.
So it's going to be $13 a month.
Yep.
But yeah.
We're going to Netflix you.
Yes. It's,
prices are going up next month.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for joining in. Now it's $14 a month.
Yeah. $1 a month on Patreon is all it takes to get every single update on our Off the Rails episodes. Off the Rails.
Off the Rails.
If you want to get our Off the Rails episodes, you just got to go $1 a month. But anyways, see you guys next time. Until then.
Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.